Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is your boy PDP, man. I'm live in Boynton County, Coyotes versus the Petersburg Buffaloes. We're live in the second quarter, and there goes handoff to number 10 for the Buffaloes, which is Kyle. He's talking about how. And it is 9 minutes and 55 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We're just now broadcasting live. I just came here from Lubbock, Texas. Thank you guys for tuning in to Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And all and there goes another handoff. Oh, there goes a fumble on the play. We're coming. Number two, Yvonne Morales.
On the far sideline where Petersburg covered after about a 7-yard long.
Yeah, that was Petersburg is going to take over. It's 22-0 the Coyotes. How's it going? You doing all right?
Busy with you at halftime?
Yes, sir. All right. That was the superintendent right there of Petersburg. And there we go, man. We are live on the trouble. We are live here at Boynton County. It's six-man football at its best. Right now, Petersburg is losing 22-0. Play clock is at 10. There goes a quarterback. There he is with a handoff to number 10, Tyle Peterson. He gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Ball is carried by number 10, Tyle Peterson of Petersburg. Hit in the backfield by number 20, Trey Richardson for the Coyotes. Gave him about two on the play. Brings us to second down at about 13.
That was Trey Ritchie. He's 6'1", 183 pounds, a 12th grader. I haven't said that in so long. He's a senior. And these Boynton County Coyotes were the state champions last year. So that's the number 7 ranked Petersburg Buffaloes are going up against them. There goes number 1 with Petersburg. Kenyo's with the snap.
Number 10. Of Petersburg.
Gives it off to Tyle Peterson.
Brings up third down and about 11 after maybe a 1-yard gain.
That's about a 1-yard gain for the Buffaloes. It's going to bring up third and long for the Buffaloes here. Gabriel Hinos brings his line, brings the team up to the line. Let's go, Buffaloes! Petersburg Buffaloes up to the line of scrimmage. It's third and long. He gets it off again to Tyle Peterson. There he goes around the left side of the field where he tackled. And we are missing number 5, Tristan Garza. Tristan Garza. We're missing him for the Buffaloes. That was a gain of about 6.
He's
going to bring up 4th and about 5.
Bring up 4th down and about 5 yards to go for a Petersburg.
We're going to be 4th down and 5 for the Buffaloes. Bring it in. We bring it in the Buffaloes. We got number 9, Abraham Alvarado. Let's go, Buff! Buffalo Nation. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. Bring it up to the line of scrimmage. We got Gabriel Hinos. Oh, there he gives it up to number 9. There he go. Oh, he passes it. By Abraham Alvarado.
Jordan Reyes.
That was intended for Jordan Reyes. Batted down by number 14 at Morgan Wilson. He's 5'10", 148. The quarterback class cornerback. So Boynton County Coyotes will take over here. Oh, I'm on the air, man. All right, now the Buffalo Nation is going to set up a defense here. There goes the Coyote. Oh, it's the ball straight up the middle to number 25. Well, here he goes. He breaks one tackle, and there goes a touchdown. Nick Prue. One snap there, touchdown there. Touchdown, Coyote. That's going to push the score 28-0. going to be 28-0 there. And we got 7 minutes and 19 seconds to go here in the second quarter. You can go ahead and go Facebook Live on the store page. And you can hear that fight song right there in the background. And the Buffaloes, we've seen they got a slow start, man. But it's not how you start; it's how you finish. The score is 30-0. Buffaloes are losing, but it's the state champions. The state champions were the Borden County Coyotes. The score is 30-0.
In the second quarter.
And 7 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the second quarter. We didn't have a slow start. And give a shout-out to the referee. Give a shout-out to the Coyotes over there. Give a shout-out to the Buffaloes here. But the Buffalo Nation seem to be on a slow start here, but it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. Let's give a shout-out to all the Buffaloes, man. We have number one, Gabriel Hinos. Number two, Yvonne Marokin. And let me tell y'all right now, I'm sorry if I'm mispronounced the name. Number five, Tristan Garza. Number six, Sergio Alvarado. And number seven, Jesus Alvarado, or should I just say Jesus. Number nine, Abraham Alvarado. Number 10, Kyle Peterson. Number 14, J.P. Nessler. Okay, there goes the kick right there. Oh, it just goes over Tristan Garza's head, number five. And Buffaloes is about to take over possession right here. Let's go, Buffaloes!
First 15 from their own 20-yard line.
Let's go, Buffs. They're going to start right here on their own 20-yard line. Let's go. What's up, y'all?
What's
up? Nah, I'm good for right now. Thank you. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that listened to me on 104.9 The Beat. Y'all the real winners right here. All right. Let's go. Okay. Buffalo Nation. What should I just say? The Buffaloes is about to take over on their own 20-yard line right here. It's going to bring up first and 10. Quarterback Gabriel Hinos. He's a senior quarterback / DC. Let's go. Buffaloes are in all white pants and white jerseys as well. Oh, we have a fumble on the play. Down. He was down. Good run by Tristan. Good run by Tristan Garza. It's going to be second down and about six right here for the Buffaloes. By a pack of Coyotes. That's going to bring up second and about six on their 29-yard line. Buffaloes looks to get here on the board. Let's go here, Petersburg. Quarterback for Petersburg, we do got number nine, Abraham Alvarado. He pitches it to number one. Well, he passes it to number 14. For a Petersburg first down. Petersburg seem to be moving the ball right now. Let's move them chains, baby. Let's move the chain. All right, it's first and 15. To remind, we are here in six-man football. It's first and 15. They're on a 38-yard line. Quarterbacking, bringing them up to the line. It's Abraham Alvarado. There he is with a quick pitch. He goes around the right side of the corner. He almost missed it. There you go. Some light coming from Buffaloes right now. That goes a scamper of about 14 yards. We have a flag on the play. We're on the 25-yard line here. Let's see what the flag is for. Buffaloes are in all white pants, white jerseys. The Coyotes are in turquoise pants, turquoise jerseys with red numbers. Is that what that is right there? Yeah, they got white helmets. Buffalo Nation do have on black helmets. Score is 30-0, and these are the Borden County Coyotes. Borden County, and I thought I was lost until I just pulled up on the high school, and then I was like, there it is. all you see was lights. So, we're here, man. I will say this is some beautiful scenery here. Beautiful scenery here in Borden County.
Replay first down.
Oh, okay. We have a penalty. It's offset, so we will replay first down. But it's okay, Buffaloes. It's okay. Let's get with it, baby. Let's get with it. Snapping for the Buffaloes. We got Jordan Reyes. He's a senior. Let's go, Jordan. There he is. Oh, he passes it. Oh, he gives it off to Gabriel. Passes number 14. Well, he's wide. First down, Buffaloes. J.P. Nessler again with the first down. Let's go. It's going to be on the 23-yard line. It's going to be another first down. Buffalo Nation say, move them train. Move them train. All right. As y'all can hear in the background, the stands is getting live. Like NBA Live. There it is. Oh, pass incomplete intended for Tyle Peterson. Tyle Peterson. That's going to bring up 2nd and 15 for the Buffaloes. Let's give a shout out to the stands right there, man. That's the best. That's the drum line. Yeah. All righty. Hinjo's brings it up to the line. He pitches it to number 5. Tristan Garza, where he's taken down for a short gain. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's a gain of about 2 yards. J.W. Nix with a tackle. Let's go, Buff. Buffalo Nation. Let's go, baby. Let's get on that board, baby. Let's go. It's 3rd and 13 for the Buffaloes here. Cornerbacking for the Buffs. Abraham Alvarado. There he is. Gets in the ball. He gets his number 10 where he's taken down. Tyle Peterson. Peterson, he's taken down. He's tackled by Trace Ritchie. Coyotes seem to be standing strong here. It's going to bring up 4th and 12 here. We got 4 minutes, 4 minutes, about 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. That's a drum line making noise for me back there. They're going to Buffaloes. Right, there goes number one. Oh, there he is. Pass is tipped. But it's called by J.P. Nessler. And we got a turnover on downs here. Score right now is 30-0. The Coyotes are winning. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Coyotes is taking over offensively. Oh, they look to be running a wishbone. Number 10 tackles himself. Peyton Market. Good run, 10. He gets right back to the line of scrimmage. And I can tell you right now, it's a clear sky here in Borton County. You got the mountains up over the stands up over there. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. But, hey, I don't have on pads. I don't have on pads. It could be hot for those guys in pads, you know? So, hey. But as a fan, it's a great day to be out here and be part of some Buffalo football, man. Shout out to Petersburg Buffaloes. Shout out to Borton County Coyotes. Oh, where they go. He's in there. He came back, and we do got Peyton Market. Oh, he completes it. They short up a first down pass completed to Easton Edwards.
Number 15, Easton Edwards.
It's up on the 3 minutes to go here. Borton County Coyote.
County. He's about 4 yards. Gain of about 12 on the play.
And once again, man, these Coyotes, they won the state championship last year. And as you can see, these guys right here, they some they got pretty good size on them, the Coyotes do, but so does Petersburg Buffaloes as well. There goes the quarterback, goes for the snap. He hands it off to Tracy Ridgeway. He's going up the left side of the sideline. And then, 5-10, touchdown, Coyotes. See, while I was coming here, I thought that was the police, but I guess it's whenever they scored a touchdown. But, yeah, touchdown, Coyotes. All right, there goes the extra point. There goes Easton Edwards with the field goal kick. That's going to make the score 38-0. 2:23 left to go in the half here. The Coyotes are winning 38-0. Let's go, Buff! Let's go, Buzz. We got my wife right here. Okay. In the frame? Sure.
Let's go. We got to try to get Facebook Live in like 2 minutes. You just got to.
Yeah, we're out here in Borden County. And like I said, I thought I was lost until I just ran up on the high school. So we're trying to go Facebook Live right here. And see the coverage that we can get here. We're about to interview the superintendent of Petersburg. They actually have some college credited courses to actually take, so they can kind of like Estacado, Lubbock Estacado. Man, you can take some college credits at Lubbock Estacado, and you can be like a sophomore in college. So yes. And let me apologize for being late while I'm getting online, man. It's like we're an hour away, and I had to be on the air as well. Oh, there goes somebody. He drops the – no! And the fumble, the kickoff was muffed by Abraham Alvarado. Borden County Coyotes will take over. It will be first and goal on the Buffaloes' 5-yard line. 3-yard line. That's no bueno. Score is 38-0. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. But you know, say it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. Buffalo! Buffalo Nation looks to stop him from getting in the end zone here. There goes the pass. It's complete to the big man, Braxton Barnes. Braxton Barnes is a 6'4", 285 /DN for the Coyotes. And that's going to push the score 44-0. And here they go. And here is Easton Edwards with the extra point attempt. There goes the kick, and it is good. And it's going to push the score 46-0. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Walker? Yeah. Okay, just go to Facebook. Man, that's the score, 46-0. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Here in Borden County, the Coyotes, they're the state champions last year. They are on top 46-0. Petersburg Buffaloes are behind by 46 points. We're going to see what they're looking like now. They look to go ahead. Another kickoff, a kickoff return. Returning for the Buffaloes, we have Abraham Alvarado. He's the one who muffed the last kickoff return. And let me give a shout out that Petersburg have a great away crowd here, and also Borden County has a great home crowd here as well. Looking, getting ready to take the field for halftime will be the Petersburg Buffaloes band. I see them right here to my left. And we're live right now in Borden County. Shout out to the Borden County Coyotes. They are winning 46-0 against the Petersburg Buffaloes. And there goes a kick right now attempted to Alvarado. And that went to the back of the end zone. So now the Buffaloes will go ahead and take the ball on their own 20-yard line. Here goes Alvarado again, getting his team to the huddle. And right now the score is 46-0, 2 minutes in. 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Alvarado brings his team up to the line of scrimmage. They're in the I formation. This is six-man football. There he is with the pitch. Gabriel Henoz with the run. Oh, he's out of bounds. They tried to take him, but they wasn't getting him. Nice run by Henoz. Let's go. It's gonna be second down in about 7 yards. That was a gain of 3. Here goes Alvarado bringing the ball back up to the line of scrimmage here, bringing his team up. There he is with another pitch. Oh, there goes a quick pass. Oh, make him miss. Oh, J.P. Nesler with the pass, and it's also tackled by Morgan Wilson of the Coyotes. Yes.
34-yard line. Going to bring up a third one.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough.
Look to be number 14, Morgan Wilson.
That's how I'll be in the beat studio. You're just going to have to just find a place where it's good.
Here goes the Buffaloes. Third and one. Oh, great. Great play action right there. Pass complete. J.P. Nesler taken down by a pack of Coyotes. But that will be a Petersburg first down. The cheerleaders over there getting Petersburg, this guy with white jerseys, white pants, black helmets. Gabriel Henoz getting the team together. Buffaloes look to get on the board here. We got less than a minute here in Borden County. Score is 46-0. We got a timeout. Timeout, Buffaloes.
Timeout on the play. All by Petersburg.
All I know, this right here is getting me reminding me of whenever I used to play. Shout out to the Muskogee Ruffles, baby.
For the 2017 John Deere Gator on sale at a reverse raffle sponsored by the Borden County Livestock Association.
Timeout, Buffalo. Score is 46-0. 37 seconds.
Are on sale in the concession stand.
Everybody, sit on your feet and get off the band.
They're going. They're getting ready. Borden County Band's getting ready. We got, at halftime, we got Petersburg Band as long as Borden County cheerleaders as well. So, shout out to both of those guys. All right, that's the end of the 30-second timeout right there for the Buffaloes. Go, Buffalo! Said out loud, I don't know. All right, there goes Buffalo Nation right there. Oh, they're going to pitch and catch. Oh, pass intended for Yvonne Moroccan.
Moroccan. With the defense on the play was Nick.
Coverage by number 25, Nick Prue.
Nick Prue.
Number 2, Yvonne Marroquin.
Marroquin. It's going to be second down to 15 with 31 seconds to go here. 31 seconds here in the first half. Borden County Coyotes. Coyotes is leading 46-0. Oh, there goes a trick play. Oh, but he's taken down quickly. That was Kyle Peterson. And he gained about 5 yards. Which is going
to
be 3rd and 9 here for the Buffaloes.
Timeout on the field call by Petersburg.
Petersburg calls another timeout here. 25 seconds to go. 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Like I said, man, it's clear skies here, Borden County. Petersburg is dressed in all white, white pants, white jerseys, black helmets with yellow numbers, and they also have yellow and white cleats as well. Borden County has on shirt blue, blue pants, blue jerseys, red numbers, white outline, and white helmets. Let's go, Bob! Let's go! And we got 25 seconds to go here. It's second and 15. There goes the pitch. Oh, there is a catch. Called by number 14, J.P. Nelson. Tall Buffalo. First down. All right. 16 seconds to go. Buffaloes look to try to get on the board right before halftime. We need another timeout. The clock is ticking. 10. 9. Timeout. Timeout, Coyotes. We have 9 seconds to go. Petersburg is actually losing 46-0. We're going to see what they're going to do. See if they can make some adjustments to get on the board before halftime. Let's go. Let's see here. We got about 9 seconds left. 46-0, man. The Buffaloes are on the Coyotes 15-yard, on their 20-yard line. Let's see here. We are playing six-man football. We're going to see what's going on. You hear the cheerleaders back in the background. Buffaloes too hot to handle. And then they got Buffalo attack. Boom, boom. Buffalo fired up. See, I could be a cheerleader. Yeah. And again, at halftime, we will be speaking with the superintendent. We'll talk about the college credit courses that the Petersburg students can take to further their career while they're in high school. Oh, and the kids on the, he's trying to spray me with some water. All right, there go the Buffaloes. Oh, he's almost sacked. That was Gabriel Henoz with the pass. He got pretty good pressure by Ben Justice. And if you can see the Borden County Coyotes actually have a handful of people on their team. And as you can tell, the Petersburg Buffaloes, people have to go both ways. I remember when I was in high school, we all had to go both ways. So when it comes to state championships, the state championship teams, most state championship teams have people that can play one way, kind of like in college. But I will say this, playing both ways make a more man out of you. Man up, baby. Here goes the Buffaloes. Alvarado, there he is with the snap. Giving it to Henoz. He passes it to number two. Oh, get it up. I don't think he got in. I don't think that pass was the Moroccan.
Marikeen.
All right, he didn't get in. There will be half time. What?
Ball game with your
five. Oh, are we about to go live with? Oh, that's the ball game.
Remind everyone, we will have a performance.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we will also have a performance from the Borden County cheerleaders.
And that is ball game. Oh. They're shaking hands right now at the halftime of at the 40-yard line. We're about to go live here with Petersburg, the superintendent. That is the end of the game, which is 46-0. Borden County Coyotes 46, Petersburg Buffalo 0. We still have
we still have a performance by Petersburg Buffaloes band, and we still have a performance by the Boynton County Coyotes cheerleading squad. So we're about to sit here. We're about to see what's going on. So what do you think? Man, this is it's a nice calm. This reminds me of when we played UTEP. Whenever we was at University of El Paso when I played for Texas Tech. And, like, because we were in a mountain. It's kind of like what this reminds me of. And we're going to go Facebook Live and do a we're going to interview the superintendent of Petersburg. R.G. All right. You about ready? Or are you going to go out there? You going to watch it before? Okay. Yeah. After that, then we'll go live. We're going to go live on Facebook once we get there. We just got to make sure we get the connection right. All righty. We just had a prayer right there on the 40-yard line, the Buffaloes and the Coyotes, man. You know, you got to keep God first. That's what it's all about. That's what's up, man. Good job, you guys. And coming up next, we do have the Buffaloes band. They walk very creepy. Baby creeping. All right, now we're just sitting up here waiting. Right now, we got the head. Not right now. You go up there. You go up there and get. I don't want to put that on the radio. You go up there. Now we, Petersburg coaches, head coach, the Buffaloes is talking to the Buffaloes right now. And right now the Coyotes is in the middle of the field. They're shaking hands. What's up, man?
Like to ask everyone except players and contestants to please leave the field as we will have a performance by the Petersburg High School Band.
Yeah, here comes Petersburg. Let's get them. Here comes their band. Y'all ready? Y'all about to put on the show for us? Oh, we gon' see. That's me, baby. What's up?
Yeah.
That's Petersburg fans right there. That's PDP fans. Shout out to them.
Baby creepin'.
And there goes the Coyotes. They're taking they're praying right down the middle of the field, man. Shout out for that, man. You don't really. That's kind of rare nowadays. It's all about God, man. Without God, man, neither one of us would be here. Either you listen or me right here talking to you on the radio, okay? Let me give a shout-out to everybody that's listening right now. All righty, the Coyotes are just not exiting the field, and they were the state champions last year. And the way they perform today, man, they look like they state championship worthy as well. So, but Petersburg, it's okay. We gonna get it. We got next week. Right now, the band are in gray shirt jeans. Gray shirts and blue jeans with a yellow P on the front of the shirt. Shout out to the band there. I wonder what they're about to perform. I remember when I was playing on the football field, I always liked to I like to watch the band perform. They used to get me hyped up. Oh, and they looking at me moving. I can't stay still.
I stay woke.
Yeah.
Baby creepy.
That's one of my favorite songs. Shout out to Thomas Gambino.
They don't find it.
Hey.
I stay woke.
And let me give a shout out to the Booster Club as well. Shout out to Petersburg Booster Club without someone here as well. I'm looking for Debbie. Where is Debbie? Hey! No, bro. Where's she got? Where's she at? I saw Mr. Debbie. Oh, there she is. I saw Mr. Debbie over there. And there's Miss Debbie right there. There she is. Hey, Debbie! Shout out to Miss Debbie in the Booster Club. She's the Booster Club, Petersburg Booster Club president. And now we're about to get ready for a performance. Buffalo Band. Head coach still talking to the Buffaloes. He was just giving everybody. What's up, baby? We live. You live? We live, baby. Gordon County, Coyotes, Pittsburgh Buffaloes. What it do?
Like,
yeah, right now the Pittsburgh Buffaloes band is about to go live and give us a performance as well as the Gordon County Coyotes cheerleaders. So let's hold tight, baby. It's so tight. It's so tight. What a Gatorade that though. Is that Gatorade in there or is that water? No. Yeah. Oh, look at here. It's the Buffalo. What's up? You doing all right? Yeah. Let me get a steak. No, I'm playing. Yeah, let's pose for the camera. Yeah. Y'all want to say what's up to Facebook? Y'all come say what's up. Yeah, that was the Buffalo, right? Buffalo just came up. Shout out to them, man. That's what's up. And now we got the Coyotes actually doing, they're actually conditioning. Yeah, they running. Yeah, they are running. Yeah. You want to get a picture of me, man? Uh-huh. You ain't take no picture. This is it. Let me see that. Oh, she did. Thank you. I just posed for the yearbook. I wasn't even in my yearbook. My senior year, people used to hate on me. I wasn't even a captain. People used to hate on me so much. That's a dang shame, man. But it's all right. I'm living life now. I'm loving life. Shout out to them who didn't vote for me. Here goes Petersburg Buffalo Band. Let's go. All right, let's get in. Let's get in front of them. Right there is the Petersburg Band.
Go live again.
And now they turn towards us.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, I sure can. Thank you. I'm actually holding a flute right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I was holding the flute for like 2 seconds. And now they facing us now. They're facing the Petersburg crowd.
I'm going to get a little closer so you guys can hear. Buffalo over there getting down. That was the Petersburg Buffalo. Congrats to those guys right there. Right now we're about to get ready and talk to Drew Howard, the superintendent of the Petersburg Buffaloes. Oh, we got another performance. Let's get it back. And you guys can check us out on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/store. And that was Petersburg Buffalo Band right there. Okay. I think they're done now. That's a pretty cool performance, man. You can check that out on Facebook Live, too. Go to Facebook.com/SOAR. That's Facebook.com/SOAR. And right now, we're about to talk to Mr. Drew Howard, the superintendent. How you doing, Mr. Howard?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. So, word on the street, you guys got some college credit courses that the kids can take now?
Yes, sir. We're very excited about the start of this school year. You know, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, how blessed,
you know, the game didn't turn out the way we wanted it to tonight, but how blessed we are compared to our friends down south that we get to come out tonight and get to play. So, very blessed for that. So, prayers and thoughts go out to the ones down south, and hopefully they can get back playing football soon too. So
yes, sir. That's a sad deal that the guys weren't actually they couldn't like put on the pad come out to compete. But shout out to you guys that could, man. So you want to talk about? I just know the mosquito. What's up, Matt? Oh no. But yeah, so you want to talk about like what's going on?
We got some great things going on. We're very excited. Enrollment is up several kiddos, about 16 students, which is big plus for us. We're starting some new programs. We got a new child development program that we're starting for some college credit, pre-education program, starting some new technology classes, web design, computer networking, and then also the big one is our new American Welding Society welding certification program for our students in partnership with Wiley's Manufacturing there in town. We call it Wiley's Welding Academy for a reason, because our students are going to be able to earn some articulated credits through South Plains College, be able to earn two different American Welding Society certifications, and then also get to do some hands-on work and go and get paid while they work at Wiley's Manufacturing while they're in high school. So very excited about that. You know, just academically, we're on the rise, doing some good things. Very, very proud of the way our accountability scores turned out. Earned 4 of the possible 7 distinctions that we could earn in the accountability system, so that's higher than most of the neighboring schools. So very excited about that as well.
I mean, you heard it right there, man. So, if y'all in school, if you want to earn some money while you're in school as well, you can go ahead and get the welding program. And go ahead and so while you trying to get your education, you can all ahead and earn some money as well. I wish I would have had something like that while I was in high school.
Yes, sir. We're excited. Also, I guess you hear the band playing behind me. We're very proud of them. You know, we're one of three 1A schools in our region that actually have a band program. So,
wow.
So excited. Had 58 kids turn out for our band program. So very excited to have Mr. Chichurka to lead
that
the program.
Look at all these some band members right there. Shout out to them right there, man. All righty. Well, Mr. Howard, man, it's been great talking to
you,
man.
Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. And all I got to say is, man, give this guy a shout out right here, man, because all I got to say, man, while you're in high school, you get a chance to make some money as well as go to college as well, man. So shout out to you guys. Man, we live in Borden County. Shout out to the Coyotes. They actually won 46-0 against the Pittsburgh Buffaloes, but it's okay. So what? That's how you start. That's how you finish. You know what I'm saying? Let's give a big, huge shout out to the Buffalo Nation. And right now I'm looking at Facebook Live. You can go to Facebook.com/SOAR. That's Facebook.com/SOAR. Do what you love. Love what you do. Nice to make you very fun. Yeah. And y'all just heard me close it out on Facebook Live. And that will be the end of it. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening, man. It's really my pleasure. And if you guys want to know what Story is, Story, we're a play-by-play broadcasting company, and we also have a podcast every Tuesday at 9 p.m., and I do it myself, okay? So thank you guys for tuning in. You can catch me on 104.9 The Beat, and that's a 104.9 The Beat. And you can actually get us here in Borden County as well. If you're listening in Borden County, I'm live from 3 to 7, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. And on Saturday, I'm live from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. as well, man. But you can also just go to my Facebook page. You can follow us, subscribe to us. Just go to Facebook.com/SOAR. Do what you love, but love what you do. Blessed by making your dreams come true. And I'm out. Be true to yourself. Stay. Be true to yourself because everybody else is safe. Peace.